Lesson 19, Bringing Forth, Part 1. In this lesson, we're learning Mishnah Tet Vav, the 15th Mishnah of Pirkei Avot in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. Mishnah Tet Vav. Shammai Omer. Shammai said, Aseh Toratcha Keva. Make your Torah into form. Emor me'at ve'aseh harbeh. Say little and do much. Ve'have mekabel et kol ha'adam besever panim yafot. And receive everyone with a cheerful face. So just to review, Shammai is the rabbi that was introduced in Mishnah Yud Bet, Mishnah 12. There it said that Hillel and Shammai received the tradition from the previous two leaders, Shemaiah and Avtayon. That Mishnah, along with the next two, were devoted to the teachings of Hillel. Now we turn to Shammai. The first thing that Shammai says is, Aseh Toratcha Keva, which literally means, make your Torah into a form. Keva means something that has a definite structure, something fixed, regular, or habitual. So what does that mean? The usual way it's translated is, make your Torah study into a fixed practice, meaning you should set aside a definite regular time for learning. This instruction is based on a crucial insight related to the previous Mishnah, where Hillel began with the phrase, Im ein ani li, mi li. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? Only you can take the steps to grow and manifest whatever you choose. And so when it comes to growing spiritually through study, only you can fix the practice of study into your life. If you don't, it's like starting a journey by getting into a boat and then just letting the boat drift any way it happens to go. It's possible that it just might randomly drift toward your goal, but it's highly unlikely. But luckily, you have the power to steer the boat of your life. In an earlier lesson, I invited you to make a commitment to your Torah learning and to your avodah, your spiritual practice, such as meditation. If you made a commitment then and are sticking with it, mazel tov. If not, this would be a great time to renew your commitment. Maybe your commitment is good as it is, and all you need to do is get re-motivated. But if your commitment wasn't doable in the first place, examine it. Alter your commitment to make it doable. If any of this resonates with you, pause the recording now and take some time to formulate your commitment, and then recommit to it verbally. On another level, this first phrase of Shammai also has a deeper and more radical implication. Aseh Toratcha Keva, make your Torah into a form. Instead of interpreting this to mean Torah study, we can also take it more literally, make your Torah into a form. In other words, there is a unique way that the divine wants to manifest through you and no one else. But only you can bring it into being in the physical world. So connect with your inner potential, your inner Torah, and bring it into being. Make it into a definite form in the world, into Keva. Don't let it remain on the level of wonderful ideas or inspiration. Take the steps to bring it into being. Only you can do it. This chant is a self-empowering chant to help you bring forth your inner potential and realize it in the world of form. If you're currently involved with projects of manifesting a vision, this chant can help you tap the power that you need. And if you're not sure what you want to bring into being, let this chant help you tap that knowledge within yourself. Here are the words. Aseh means make or do. This is the same root as the word we use in meditation, na'aseh, which means we will do. Say, aseh. Toratcha means your Torah. Say Toratcha. Keva means form, something fixed, regular, or habitual. Say Keva. Here's the melody. Aseh Toratcha Keva. Let's try that together. Aseh Toratcha Keva. So take a moment to prepare for meditation, finding a comfortable but alert position, either seated, standing, lying down on your back, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body and relaxing your muscles. And awakening the three centers, bring your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha, giving yourself to this moment, Lecha for you. Lecha, and hand down to your belly, letting your awareness expand down into your whole body, chanting Naaseh, we will do. Naaseh, and bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma, we will hear, becoming aware of awareness itself, the space within which this moment is arising. Venishma. And kiss your fingers and relax your arm. And as we chant Aseh Toratcha Keva, make your Torah a form. Let these words empower you to bring forth your unique gifts into this world, whatever those gifts are. Your gifts don't have to be dramatic or impressive. Everyone has something precious to bring forth. And by bringing it forth, you serve the oneness from which we all come and to which we will all return.
Aseh Toratcha Keva. 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 Aseh Toratcha Keva.
You are who? You are the divine. You are the now. The now is it. Atahu.
Atahu. Atahu. Atahu. Ah.
And take a nice deep breath, moving from stillness back into activity with awakening the three centers. Bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha for you. Lecha. And hand touching your belly, letting your awareness expand to fill your whole body, chanting Na'ase, we will do. Na'ase. And bringing your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma, we hear, aware of awareness. Venishma. And kiss your fingers. And as you come back into your activity, remember to be mindful of your tremendous potential to manifest that which wants to be born through you. And of course, your potential to manifest the midot of awareness and love in all of your thoughts, words, and deeds. And now, gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Yisrael, Val Rabbanan, Val Tamidehon, Val Tamideh, Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. Ve'al kol man diaskin be'oraita, diva atradein, ve'diva chol atar ve'atar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon elechon shlama rabba chine vechista, v'rachamin v'chayin arichin umezone revich eofarkana, min kadam uvahondi v'shamaya v'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers, from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru.